from the Autoglass America Studios. It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
Second hour, an hour usually where we start at the top of it, the In Case You Missed the News. But we had a development last night. I'll let Gio reiterate what happened.
What happened?
You know what happened.
Oh, Awfully. Yeah. Jericho was scoffing at one of our segments.
I wasn't.
So we gave her the task of coming up with her very own segment from conception to execution on air.
That's a great word.
It's a great opportunity for Jerrica to spread her wings and fly. Hopefully not into the side of a brick wall.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So what's the segment called?
It's called Mr. Know-It-All.
So this is all your idea. You have told Mo and I nothing whatsoever. There's been no pre-approval. There's been no anything.
Nope.
This is complete creative control, Jerrica, 8 o'clock segment. And what is this, a game?
Yep, it's like a trivia game, I guess you can call it.
Okay. It's like a trivia game or it is a trivia game?
It is a trivia game. I do need two callers, just two.
Is this part of the trivia?
This is part of the trivia.
Or you need two callers?
They're just two callers.
727-579-1025, 800-771-1025.
They're going to be part of your helpline.
Helpline?
Yeah.
Part of whose helpline?
Your helpline and Gio's helpline.
All right. What do they win if they call?
I don't know.
What do they win? I don't even know what the game is.
Oh.
Can we establish that?
It's a trivia game called Mr. Know-It-All. And it's
Does it have any theme music?
I mean, there's a beginning. There's not like a theme song that plays throughout the whole time because I have a couple of clips and
we need something. We need something different than that.
Let's see what we got here. Let's go for some theme music.
See, this is
it's about movies or music or TV shows.
Well,
so far
nobody's calling to play your game.
Somebody call, please.
Oh, wow,
which is not good.
Yeah, if it was me, Gio, I'd have had a couple of plant calls ready and kind of giving them the what to and what for.
I would have had some friends like, listen, this is my idea, but if the S hits the fan,
yeah,
I need you to call up.
Yeah.
I guess 727-579-1025 if you want to play Jerrica's game.
Oh, listen, let me tell you something. They know the numbers. They just don't want to play. All right, here we go. The lines are starting to go up.
You think she's on the phone right now? You think this is going to suck?
Of course. Right. It already does.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
She'd have to pull up for it not to suck. I mean,
she hasn't started the game yet. It might be good. I like to be optimistic.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Nightmare. Hold on. There.
Well, so far, this is kind of,
Of course, yeah, she's doing stuff that should have already been taken care of.
I mean, it's not totally her fault because we don't have enough people to screen the phone call and put her on the, run the game.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, she's having, a full conversation. Like
she always does that.
Just put them on hold.
All right. Now
Jerrica.
She's running. Okay, so we have two people on hold, correct? All right, I'm going to put these other people on hold just in case we need them. So if you're on hold and you're listening now, then that is why.
All right. This is Jerrica's segment. Go.
And it's called Mr.
Wait, do you have me potted up?
It's Mr. Can you hear yourself?
No, jeez. I mean my computer, Dodo Head.
No. Do you need the computer potted up?
Why would I tell Gio to move?
All right.
You ready? Well, I don't need this on right now. This music bed right here that's going on.
Fine.
You ready for this?
Yes.
We all know Mo's a wordsmith, and Gio's a well-rounded nerd. But let's find out who's the real Mr. Know-It-All.
All right, right now we are playing Mr. Know-It-All.
Hold on, give us a moment to absorb the production and comment on it.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
I like that she made the effort to put some production together.
Okay.
Hey, give it to me again.
Yeah, let's hear it one more time.
Yeah. Okay.
We all know Mo's a wordsmith, and Gio's a well-rounded nerd. But let's find out who's the real Mr. Know-It-All.
The only problem is I take issue. Mo is not a wordsmith, and I am not a well-rounded nerd.
No, he's just a nerd. Well-rounded. All you needed was, you were too wordy in that one.
I guess.
So we like that so far?
All right, so far, so good.
All right, cool. So we have Ron and Pete right now playing. Ron is going for Gio.
Okay,
hold on. And Pete will be on Mo's side.
Ron, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put you right there. Pete, are you there?
This is Asus. I'll take it.
Which line was? Wait, hold on.
Line two.
Pete, is this you?
Yeah, it's Pete.
There you go. All right.
So basically, they're your helplines, but they can only help you out two times throughout the whole game each. Okay, so this is a trivia question game, and
this is Jerrica's new game. She's debuting. On the BDRS.
And you can hashtag Mr. Know-It-All.
I don't think so. I've exceeded my hashtag limit for the day. I'm good.
Now, Jerrica has not informed Mo nor I what this game is, or we know nothing about this segment
until tonight. I said it's... Oh, yes, until tonight. Yes, you're right.
I'm just distancing myself from what's about to happen.
Guys, I have less than 24 hours to come up with this. Technically three hours. But anyways... All right, question number one. Which of these singers sang
Who's answering this?
Yeah.
Both of you are answering.
How do I answer?
How do we say?
Do I shout it out like Sparkle?
Well, no, you don't shout it out like Sparkle. I have a Sparkle.
is this a Sparkle ripoff? Because I can't be ripping off bits from other shows.
Yeah.
No, this is like a trivia.
Problematic.
That's frowned upon.
That's
in here.
Like a, don't they fill in the blank and.
All right, go.
Yeah,
go.
This isn't that. But I did forget a pen, so can I get a pen?
Oh, my God.
I don't have a pen.
Oh, my God. I have one. I know. All right. Pipe down, monkey.
Okay, you ready?
All right, go ahead.
Which of these singers sang the theme song for the first Spider-Man film? Is it A, Kroger, Chad Kroger?
Yes, A.
B?
A. A, Chad Kroger.
Is it A?
What is your...
And also Josie Scott from Saliva.
Are you being funny?
No, I'm giving the answer.
Okay, well, Mo didn't answer.
Yeah, I say A, too.
I got it right. I got it right first. What are you talking about?
I say A,
too. No, it's not a yelling game. You don't, like, yell the answer and that's the winner. It's just like...
But am I not correct?
Yes, you're right.
Thank you.
But
point Gio. I like this game already.
I know.
But you didn't let me finish.
Okay, so are we supposed
point
to
Gio,
be,
go.
Yeah. Shut up. Are we supposed to...
We got this, Ron.
No, it's not like a rush. You got to let me say the A, B, C, D, and then you answer. Right.
But how do we both get a chance to answer? Should we be writing?
Yes, you both get a chance to answer.
So what if he gets it right on the first? So you don't tell who's right.
I have a piece of paper here jotting down who gets it right, who gets it wrong. Then you get a point.
Okay, all right.
Well, I got my point.
Well, fine.
Gosh.
Thank you.
So you, Gio,
in interest of moving this travesty along,
number two,
you won.
What Depeche Mode song was inspired by Priscilla Presley's book Elvis and Me? Is it A, World in My Eyes, B, Sweetest Perfection, C, Strange Love, or D, Personal Jesus?
Personal Jesus. It was C, Strange Love.
I would like to say C, Strange Love.
It's D.
Ah, your own personal Jesus?
D's nuts.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. Number three. What singer holds the world record for the most words in a hit single? Is it A, Eminem, B, Busta Rhymes, C, 50 Cent, or D, Kanye West?
I'll let you go first.
No, you go first.
No, because you're trying to ride my coattails.
I'm going
to
say Busta Rhymes.
Wait, so you guys should be writing these down, I guess.
Yeah, probably. That would have been good.
I'll say B, Busta Rhymes.
We're brainstorming here, okay? You're both wrong.
Oh.
It's Eminem.
Eminem.
Yeah. Okay, wait. They're not supposed to answer.
No, my lifeline got it for me.
No, your lifeline's not supposed to be answering right now.
This game is horrible.
I told you we should add news stories for backup.
But the intro was hot, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Number four. In which of these Die Hard movies does John McClane destroy an assault helicopter by launching a police car over a damaged
Die toll Hard
booth?
4.
Okay, is it A, Die Hard 2?
Live Free or Die Hard.
Okay. What is your answer?
What are the options?
Die Hard 2, Live Free or Die Hard, Die Hard with
Die Hard.
Vengeance. Can you put A Good Day to Die Hard? Which one is it?
It's the one with the internet.
That would be Live Free or Die Hard.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That's the right one.
Give you that one. Since you
that was one of the worst parts of the movie.
Yeah, it was.
Remember, he jumped on the back of the jet.
Yeah, I know. It was all ridiculous.
Okay, Die Hard 1988 is. Die Hard 1988 is set on which day of the year? Is it
Christmas?
Day, Christmas Day, Eve. Christmas Eve, or Easter?
Christmas Eve, you dummy! Everybody knows that.
Christmas Eve.
Okay. Well, I was just. You know, maybe what's it was the score? A trick question.
Yeah, what's the score?
It's 2-2. 3-2.
All right. Ron, we got this. Is Ron still there?
Ron's still there. Pete, you still there, Pete?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right.
Unfortunately, unfortunately, the audience is
not.
this is what you guys created, okay?
No, you created this.
All right, which song isn't a Limp Bizkit song? And I'm going to play.
How is that even fair?
Oh, calm down. I'm going to play this.
I like this.
Audio, ready?
This is good.
All right, here's option A. Okay, there's that. And then here's option B.
There's way too much production in this game for how bad it is.
She tried, though.
I am trying. Okay, and here's the third one.
That's the one. That's Limp Bizkit.
No, you're that's looking for the one that's not Limp Bizkit. Limp Bizkit.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I'm going with B. I'd say B. I know this is D. I'm going with B.
Gio?
I can't remember which one. What is it? D.
It is actually A.
Lifeline, yeah.
Oh, all
lifeline.
Right.
Oh, lifeline.
Yeah, you guys could have used a lifeline or a helpline, whatever.
It's the worst game ever.
Oh, my God. Can we do news on another tomorrow?
Yes.
God, if you're just joining us, this was Jerrica's game she came up with on the fly. She did not present the game to me and Mo prior to the segment here. I had no idea what was going to happen.
Yep.
So please return.
You're way too harsh on her.
Yes.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
What's the score?
The score is... Hold on.
It's not an SAT question.
Yeah. I know, but I lost track.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I think it's 3-3.
You think?
It's 3-3.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, this is the last one.
All right.
Last one.
What movie?
Because I'm not going to listen anymore.
I got to change the station.
What movie is this audio clip from?
Oh, jeez.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay.
There's only one man who would dare.
Easy. Lone Star. Easy.
Well, then don't say the answer because Mo looks like he doesn't know.
Okay.
What is the answer, Mo?
You don't have a
nope. Nope. Mr. Smarty Pants.
For the win.
Fill in the blank.
Hogwarts.
Nope. Can I get the buzzer over here, please? Thank you.
I want to go to my lifeline. Pete, you know what that line was from?
No, I don't. I'm
your lifeline sucks.
Yeah, you're useless.
Put
to
another.
Me.
Ron. Ron, this is for the win right here. That quote is from the Mel Brooks classic, Spaceballs.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right.
Only one man dare give me the raspberry.
Sorry, Pete. There you go.
Sir, the radar. It looks to be jammed.
How do you know so many lines from Spaceballs? I haven't seen
raspberry.
That movie since it was first released.
Raspberry. I know it word for word. No, I'm kidding.
Apparently you do. I have to go back and revisit it.
I'm impressed when people know quotes from movies. I can't remember all that.
It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Jerrica, the questions were all over the map.
Got it.
Yeah, where did you pull them out of your ass or what happened? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have a list of like trivia things. They were in categories like I got Die Hard, I got Star Wars, I got music.
Oh, give me the Star Wars question.
Hey, give us a Star Wars question. This is a we. I should have let you go, Pete.
Bonus round.
Yeah, right. Bonus round.
Here we go. Hold on. Okay, at the beginning of each movie in the original Star Wars saga trilogy, what is the text color of Star Wars logo? And the following crawl text.
Yellow.
Okay.
That's like when you walk outside on a bright sunny day, what color is the sky.
Oh, my God.
Which of these characters in Star Wars Return of the Jedi was seen and worshipped as a god?
Chewbacca.
C-3PO.
Oh, yeah, it was C-3PO.
Yes.
Yeah, bitch.
Right. You got that right.
Which made no sense because Chewbacca looked like them and was four times the size, so he would have been the rightful god.
No, man. C-3PO was all made of gold.
In Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back 1980, who finds Luke Skywalker in the snow and saves him
from
freezing?
Yeah, Han Solo.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't watch Star Wars. So I don't know if some of these are obvious or what. Do you guys want to
In the movie, Empire Strikes Back.
Questions?
Who is revealed to be Luke Skywalker's father?
Ron, you want to feel that one?
Oh. I have a new name for this game.
What's it called?
Who wants to be a Blondie-er?
Oh, that was bad. Was that Mo's lifeline or mine?
That was yours.
Ron.
I cut mine loose.
Damn it.
Now I got to turn my back on him.
Do you want one more?
No.
Yes, one more.
All right, one more.
Is it Star Wars?
No.
Oh, never mind. All right, go.
Go.
These actors starred in the original and a remake of which movie? Burt Reynolds and Adam Sandler.
The Longest Yard.
Yeah, Longest Yard.
Okay.
Can I hear the production again? That was the high. Yeah, that was the high spot.
That was the only thing I was excited about tonight.
The high spot was the production we had at the beginning.
Got it. Yep, you got it right here. Here we go.
Wrap it up.
We all know Mo's a wordsmith and Gio's a well-rounded nerd, but let's find out who's the real Mr. Know-It-All.
I say let's not.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like you to send a letter, an email, apologizing to the imaging guy for wasting his time.
Hey, yeah.
I would like to apologize to. Not only the audience, but also John Brennan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yo, you owe him a big apology.
It was a misstep on my part.
Yeah.
No, actually, though, I give Jerry credit for trying. She did try.
Yes, she did.
Thank you.
You can tell she put a lot of effort into it, and she tried.
Just out of curiosity, what prize do you have for Ron?
Yeah.
Ron, you did such a great job.
Oh, wow.
You give him a participation ribbon?
She ain't got nothing.
Jeez.
Wow.
Well, I'm not in charge of prizes here.
Well, why?
Why can't he just play just to be a part of the show?
Ron, do you want to play or do you want to play? Would you like to go to John Brennan and complain that Jerrica promised a prize she didn't deliver?
I never promised a prize.
Yeah, I was told to call in for a prize.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Have a prize coming my way.
All right, I'll give you John Brennan's email offline. Thanks, Ron. Oh, Jerrica, that was.
Listen, people call all the time just to voice their opinion. So okay. You know they call in just to play the game.
All right, Jerrica. So, how do you think it went? Honestly.
I think the beginning was awesome.
Oh, the production?
Yeah.
Yeah, hit me with that again.
All right.
We all know Mo's a wordsmith, and Gio's a well-rounded nerd. But let's find out who's the real Mr. Know-It-All.
The one part of the game that you like, Gio, she had nothing to do with.
Whoa, yes, I did. I wrote it. And then I went up to
I mean, I disagree with what it says, but it sounds cool, but I don't agree with what it says.
I think for a short timing, I did a wonderful job as far as effort goes. It might not be flawless, but had we had like a brainstorming team meeting, you guys can help me develop it to become better than what it is right now.
I would 86 it at the conception.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it had never made it off the launching pad.
Yeah.
Well,
on a scale
you
from,
win some, you lose some.
On a scale from one to suck, how would you think this went, Mo?
One to suck. I got to go all the way up to the suck. That's what I got to do, Gio. I don't know about you.
All right, well, tomorrow at 8 o'clock, we'll tune in again for another Jerrica segment.
There's really not going to be.
It's the Jerrica Think Lab is what it's going to be.
There you go.
Every, right every night, a brand new segment.
Yeah.
On the fly.
God,
oh, man.
Hey.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Should we keep Jerrica's game of what is it, Mr. Right or
Mr.
Wrong?
Know-It-All.
Mr. Know-It-All.
All right, let's let the people decide. Well, we'll be back, BDRS.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Gio.